I know that President Trump is talking about security with regards to this shutdown that he has forced on Americans. And he keeps saying that the reason he wants the border wall up is because terrorists keep coming from Mexico into America. And I'm thinking that probably many of you know by now that claim has been discredited. The Associated Press, among others, makes clear that this whole business about terrorists coming across our borders from Mexico has been discredited. Listen to what AP shares with us. They make it clear that despite the Trump administration's portrayal of Mexico as a teeming portal for terrorists, the State Department issued a report in September finding no credible evidence indicating that international terrorist groups have established bases in Mexico, worked with Mexican drug cartels, or sent operatives via Mexico into the United States. It went on to say, the U.S. southern border remains vulnerable to potential terrorist transit, although terrorist groups likely seek other means of trying to enter the United States. This coming from the State Department. Here's the thing. The State Department reports on terrorism have expressed more concern about Canada. When it comes to terrorists making their way into America across a border, the State Department, who has been on this for quite a long time, says they're much more concerned about the border between America and Canada, which, unlike Mexico, has been home. Canada has been home to quote-unquote violent extremists inspired by terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates and adherents. When it comes to land crossings, Canada has more often been the source of terrorism suspects entering the United States, though not in great numbers. By far, the majority of people who aroused concern tried to enter by air. So air is a big problem. Terrorists, potential terrorists coming in by air is a big problem. Terrorists coming into America by crossing the border from Canada into America is not as big a problem as air, but it is a problem. So far, terrorists coming into America by crossing the border between Mexico and America hasn't happened. And so if you have an issue, you know, you have the State Department and others making it clear that there is no credible evidence indicating that international terrorist groups have established bases in Mexico, worked with Mexican drug cartels, or sent operatives via Mexico into the United States. But we do also know that they have sent operatives via Canada into the United States. If security is the real issue, why isn't the attention that is being given to security, if that's being given to Mexico, being given to Canada instead? Why isn't President Trump focusing more on the border between Canada and the United States rather than the border between Mexico and the United States? Since it is a fact that terrorists coming into America via Canada is a much bigger problem than terrorists coming into America via Mexico, if security is the real issue. Furthermore, if security is the real issue, why isn't our president making the decision that making our airports safe again is not job one. Especially in light of the fact that it has been made clear that if terrorists are going to come into America, they're much more likely to come in by air than by land. And our president, supported by the Republicans in Congress, has created a situation wherein we do not have enough of our trained professionals, particularly members of the TSA, staffing our airports. Now, one of the things I'm wondering about is this. You have TSA employees calling in sick because the president and the rest of the Republicans have decided they're not going to pay them until the president gets the $5 billion plus for his wall. They don't want to work without pay. If they call in sick, they're able to use sick leave pay, which means they're able to keep food on the table, keep paying the rent, etc. Part of my concern is this. When you have people calling in sick, that means, of course, a lot of people are not showing up for work, which means that at some point down the road, the people who are showing up for work may end up burned out, overly stressed because they're doing too much, they're carrying too much of the load. Whether it's because they're working too many hours before having a day off, or whether they're having fewer days off, or both. Going in and working, doing the work of maybe two or three people, collateral damage. And then what happens with security in our airports? Whether it's because people are so tired, TSA employees are so tired that they're not able to be as alert as they normally would be because they're overworked, because people calling in sick so that they can keep money coming in so that they don't lose their homes, don't lose their cars. The collateral damage. The people who have lost their income. And let's just look at the 800,000 for now. We won't look at their households for now. Let's just look at the 800,000. The 800,000 who, through no fault of theirs, have lost their income. How many restaurant owners are going to be feeling that? How many other businesses are going to be feeling that? And then as those businesses feel it, and they start sending people home because money's not coming in like it needs to be coming to pay, keep paying hourly employees, etc. And when do the dominoes stop falling? That's what I'm talking about, all this collateral damage. For a wall that he insists on putting in between Mexico and America, when the greater risk for security is the border between Canada and Mexico. What is the real reason for wanting to keep all those people of color out of America, from crossing the border into America?